This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Britain has authorized a coronavirus vaccine developed by Moderna, the third to be licensed for use in the country as it ramps up a vaccination program critical to lifting the country out of the pandemic. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Department of Health says the Moderna jab meets the regulator's strict standards of safety, efficacy and quality. Britain has ordered an additional 10 million doses of the vaccine, bringing the total to 17 million doses. They're not expected, though, to be delivered to Britain until spring. So far, Britain has inoculated 1.5 million people with the Pfizer, BioNTech and Oxford University AstraZeneca vaccines. It plans to vaccinate up to 13 million people by mid-February. Charles de Ledesma, London.
At a news conference, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the EC will buy 300 million extra doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine.
With the new agreement, we could purchase a total of up to an additional 300 million doses of the BioNTech-Pfizer vaccine. In other words, this will allow us to double the amount of doses of BioNTech-Pfizer.
Iran's supreme leader Friday banned the government from importing COVID-19 vaccines from the United States and Britain, labeling the Western powers, quote, untrustworthy, end quote, as the infection spreads in the Middle East's hardest hit country. In a live televised speech, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei raised the prospect of the two Western countries, longtime adversaries of the Islamic Republic, possibly seeking to spread the infection to other countries. He added, however, that Iran could obtain vaccines, quote, from other reliable places, end quote. He gave no details, but China and Russia are both allies of Iran. This is VOA News. Hospitals in Lagos are facing a tidal wave of COVID as the authorities warn of the dangers from a new viral strain. Yet many people in Nigeria's megacity seem indifferent. The New Year's break saw thousands of people gathered on the city's beaches for fun and relaxation and social distancing as rare as mask wearing. The city's government and medical community have multiplied warnings urging people to wear masks, respect social distancing, and obey curfews. A fifth person has died as a result of the rioting at the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Wednesday. The Capitol Police announced late Thursday one of its officers had died from injuries sustained while physically engaging with protesters. His follows the deaths of a protester Wednesday shot and killed by police inside the Capitol and three others of apparent medical emergencies. U.S. law enforcement authorities have opened a criminal investigation into Wednesday's attack. The District of Columbia acting U.S. attorney said 15 people have been charged in federal court in Washington in connection with the rioting, while 40 others were charged in D.C. Superior Court in the lead-up to the attack, most of them for unlawful entry onto Capitol grounds. Meanwhile, Washington, D.C.'s mayor extended the state of public emergency to 15 days, ending the day after President-elect Joe Biden's January 20th inauguration. U.S. President Donald Trump's latest video is a complete reversal from his immediate response to the Capitol attack. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In the hours after his supporters rampaged through the Capitol.
We love you. You're very special.
But yesterday.
To those who engage in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
Still, the president's role in urging backers to march on the Capitol in the first place is having an impact. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, who is married to Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell, resigned, saying the attack deeply troubled her. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has also quit, telling the president his rhetoric on the situation was an inflection point. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Canada and other nations whose citizens died in Iran's downing of a Ukrainian jetliner 1 year ago today called on Tehran to come clean about the tragedy and, quote, deliver justice, end quote, for the victims' families. The Coordination and Response Group, made up of Canada, Britain, Ukraine, Sweden, and Afghanistan, said in a statement, quote, we urgently call on Iran to provide a complete and thorough explanation of the events and decisions that led to this appalling plane crash, end quote. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.